Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was the daughter of King Aietes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleece and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aietes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared his punishment. A cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crowned about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep you home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones, they're straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care, but Creon is the king. You ran to him, you crazy. Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishment so far proposed, and make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. Okay, so yeah, I'm Jack. I am 21 years old. I am from a small town called Shirebrook in Derbyshire. It's actually on the border between Derbyshire and Nottingham. It's also about a 15-20 minute drive away from Sheffield, depending on how much attention you pay to speed limits. Yeah, I think my accent is similar to most people that I know down south. I take a lot more time talking. I think that's just in the profession that, you know, I've chosen to pursue. People often say that I sound posh, but as sure as you listen to this, like, I'm not at all. I come from a family of miners, which I think adds to the tightness of my lip. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, but I mumble quite a bit. I have a tendency to mumble, which runs in my family, especially my big brother. If my big brother was sat here recording, you wouldn't be able to understand a word that comes out of his mouth most likely, because he can't string a sentence together without either swearing or, breathing. Yeah, that's a family of miners, a very working class background. A lot of dropping of... We tend to have the Yorkshire thing of cutting off either beginning or the ends of sentences. Not usually as thick as the Yorkshire accent, or as often, but I struggle with my H's a little bit. I either put H's where they don't belong or drop H's from words. Like honest, I'll say honest. Hair, air, things like that.